This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Sir Dirk McCallum Show.
I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Sir Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief. We do support their lawyer, though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to this show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with the Sir Dirk McCallum Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, Team Pink, along with Johnny. We have to take a moment out to remember George H.W. Bush. He made an impact with creating the Americans with Disability Act. Very much. He passed away this past weekend, and for those who are in the States, today was a national day in mourning. Let's get on to this whole Santa journalist.
Let's get on with this whole spiel.
Yeah, really, because I get why people might be all bitchy and moany about saying, oh, it's fake news. Well, I understand that people may not like the idea of Santa, but isn't Santa meant to be the one to, or spirit of the holidays and Christmas?
Exactly.
So, someone being a bit, let me say, a bit butthurt that to make someone... what's the word?
Dare I say a bit grinchy.
Yeah. Bit grinchy to just kind of push for someone to just clearly, what's the word? Take advantage of, basically make it out that it's not okay for them to, have any ability to not even have a shadow of a chance to gain the respect and to say, oh, it's okay to have the ability to enjoy the holidays. I just not want to take away the joy from kids.
Yeah.
And for someone to make it fake news, isn't everything fake news now?
It's like, where did you drop this, this bombshell at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Right. Oh, kids can't enjoy XYZ. I think they could.
Even though it's not the first time this happened.
Right. It's like, oh no.
Like not you.
For someone to take away any enjoyment from kids, isn't that a bit, what's the word? Doesn't it end up causing
a bit much?
A bit extra,
as the kids are saying these days?
Yeah, a bit extra, a bit going, you really want to do this? You're really wanting to push kids to say, kids to just be like upset?
Yeah.
All because.
It's like kids think, like, oh, everything's going to be fine about this. Like, no.
And a lot of people end up really making it more difficult for kids, too. Which really doesn't exactly make things better. But it does exactly make it worse. Don't kids kind of deserve something a little bit better than what is actually being... Don't kids deserve to have the ability to enjoy themselves, not go, oh, but it's not good enough. Kids could be kids. The last time I checked, adults are really supposed to know, are the ones to either keep it alive.
Exactly.
Keep the spirit alive. Or really just cause kids to just not feel the best. Which I look at and go, Come on, really?
Come on, son.
Do you really want to cause kids to feel crappy?
At least give them some hope in this world.
Yeah, I think everyone needs it. Just because of all that, the crap that goes on. But yeah, it's wrong for people to say it. I think there's a lot more problems than people care to think about. Which is kind of unfortunate.
It's like you get attacked for believing something that... It's fake news if it's something that contradicts what you believe in.
Right. How about people just take a break and smell like the roses? Or smell like the pine nuts? Smell something. Preferably. Because there's a lot of things that people don't necessarily understand either.
Yeah, like...
Don't kids deserve something instead of, oh, it's okay. Oh, you're going to... Oh, it's not real. Okay, yeah, yes, it's not real. But doesn't everyone know that? And doesn't... Kids will find out when it's their time.
That's what I was about to say, like, They'll figure it out, like, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the more time that people are complaining about, well, their lack of what kids are actually wanting. I think there's a problem. I think a lot of people think that it's not okay to actually enjoy something.
It's like we can't enjoy anything because, like, oh, it's bad for you, or oh, it don't exist. Like,
Well, but doesn't a lot of things not exist in the world, grand scheme of things?
Exactly.
Shouldn't people go, oh, wait.
It's like, wait, you know what else doesn't exist but these days? Common decency.
Yeah. And the more people complain and say, oh, it's bad. But isn't a lot of things bad? Aren't there a lot of people who just want to be able to just have that ability to enjoy themselves and take note of what's actually going on in the world instead of making out like, oh, you can't enjoy XYZ. Well,
like, oh, bacon is bad for you. Like, hey, shut up and let me enjoy my bacon, okay?
Right. It's like, do you really want to think like this? Do you really want to make it such a problem for kids to just go complain? Because there's a lot of people that keep that spirit alive.
It's like, who peed in this guy's Cheerios?
But yet the guy apologized, so he kind of really didn't get what he was looking for either.
I don't apologize for that last comment, by the way.
It really shows. It shows what people want. What people would... their expectations sometimes don't exactly meet the expectations of others either. So really, does it even make sense? Does it really make sense? I don't think it does.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
It doesn't. So it's like, do you really want to make...
Like, we really want to go down this road?
Yeah. And what actually...
Because we are going down this road.
Yes, we are. Unfortunately. Yet, there's so many more things that people could actually take into consideration and note of. Like, it's a holiday. It's a holiday.
It's not a... You're dropping this bombshell on during the holidays.
It's like, do you really want to do this? Do you really want to make it such a big deal? Because what it looks like is, unfortunately, pretty big deal. Which I quite frankly, a lot to think about. And, well, when it comes down to this, and it makes me wonder, does anyone care to understand? Care to understand the gravitas of what they're doing? I don't think they care. I don't think they want to even remotely be involved with their thought process. Ruining a holiday. There's so many more things to be concerned with. I'm concerned about. I don't think that's the best thing to do. That's just me.
You know, it always seems like they apologize after it blows up in their face.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, no, we didn't do anything. Well, but you did. So really, think about it. And do you really want this? Because it certainly looks like people do. Which is a bit outrageous. That's just me. That's just how I see it.
Yeah.
And it shows. Because there's really nothing that you could possibly say or do.
It's like you apologize after you step in dog poop.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it does. It's like, no, I didn't say anything. Well, but you did. And definitely
yeah,
it sounds like it's the bait and switch
yeah,
method.
Yeah, but the dog poop is still there.
Mm-hmm. With a lot of families that are probably disgusted. Yeah. I probably could care, probably don't have no issue with saying what, how they're affected either. So, if they're expecting something to go their way, I don't think that works out well.
Exactly.
It's like, doesn't anyone understand?
It's like, what? It's like, once you say it,
mm-hmm.
Once you say it's out there, you can't edit it and delete it.
Right.
Like, nothing happens.
Right. It's like, doesn't anyone learn?
Like, nobody learns.
That there's a bit of a problem. I think there is. And it really is unfortunate. Especially when someone's willing to basically go out of their way and really try to do right by someone.
See, if it's live, you can't take it back.
Right. And
without having any consequences.
Right. And there's also consequences. Good segue, Johnny, with this next subject.
I think I'm starting to get this podcasting thing.
Mm-hmm.
After, like, a long time, but anyways.
Colleges, there has been a report that has come out that a Western Michigan University law school isn't following through with those who are going to school there and that aren't following through with meeting their needs and following the ADA.
Oh, yeah.
And it's concerning.
It's like they take your money, like.
Mm-hmm.
They take your money and they go on your own.
Yeah, and for someone to not follow the ADA, that's a big deal. And for people to just completely feel like they're being discriminated against or alleged discrimination, there's a problem that I don't perceive as being anything but good. I don't see this being good. I see this as being a complete and utter... I could see this being a very, very this is a very disheartening scenario when there's very little people can do when the ADA isn't being followed. There's no one really stepping up and going, well, this should be really taken into consideration. Not, oh, it's okay, and see what happens. That doesn't work.
Like, have fun.
I wonder how those who are not following through would like to be treated, because the more people do not look or do not feel or feel that they're above whatever else is going on, there's a problem, and it's very disturbing. Nonetheless, people deserve to have that ability to feel like they're actually being in a position that actually feels worthwhile and not just a scenario of this shouldn't happen. No, it shouldn't have happened. And the more that people complain or are not willing to see their error of their ways, this is only going to further drive people to feel like they're unable to do anything, let alone being able to do what they would like without issue.
Wait.
No one just gets away with it.
Exactly. But I think there's like a law, like you go to the school till you're 21.
Mm-hmm. this is on college level, but no matter what, there's still the college level is definitely lacking. If I must say so myself.
Yeah, it is definitely lacking.
And no one deserves to be put into a scenario where you're being mistreated. That doesn't work. So what more could people expect? Because the more people complain, the less people are going to feel wanted, accepted. And also, how can they even pursue their own degrees if, well, they're not even being able to follow through on with ADA standards? Definitely not wrong about that.
Nope.
And the more people complain about it, what exactly does that make people do?
Think the more people complain, the more they're going to see some action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some activism.
And, yeah. And good on those for reporting it, because no one should have to feel like they're totally being let on.
Mistreated.
Yeah, mistreated. Because no one deserves it. And those who think that it's A-okay to do so, I think that they have some problems. And on that note, I think we're just about wrapping it up. And we're going to be back Monday and Wednesday. And definitely tune into the John Oliver interview that was released. You can find it in our archives. And on that note, bye.
Good night, everybody.